Welcome to MSK Radar Note.
Today we're covering the bursae around the knee. The point isn't to memorize names, it's to recognize where each one sits and what it mimics. We'll look at 5, the famous Baker's cyst posteriorly, and 4 others, all on the medial side. Each one mimics something else: meniscocapsular separation, paramenisco cyst, MCL sprain, prepatellar bursitis, which is exactly why they get misread. Location and shape matter more than the name. And when a bursae gets big, its location overlaps with others, so the axial image is your key to telling them apart. Baker's cyst, formerly the popliteal cyst, is the most common bursae around the knee, but strictly speaking it isn't a bursae at all, it's a joint recess. The joint cavity extends backward, between the medial gastrocnemius and the semimembranosus tendon. A small amount of fluid there is normal, and it's proportional to the overall joint fluid. It becomes pathologic when it distends. It can get very large, extend down into the calf, and cause compartment syndrome, hemorrhage, or even rupture. When it ruptures, the surrounding soft tissue inflames and the patient presents exactly like a DDT, swelling and calf pain. And if you don't know there's a cyst, it gets misdiagnosed. So when you report a popliteal cyst, measure it, note any distal extension, and look for surrounding soft tissue edema suggesting rupture. All of that changes management. The prepatellar bursae sits superficially, in front of the patella, housemaid's knee, from repetitive kneeling. It's an easy clinical diagnosis because the swelling is obvious, so isolated prepatellar bursitis is rarely something you read off MRI on its own. The PES anserinus bursae sits on the anteromedial tibia, below the joint line. PES anserinus is Latin for goose's foot, because 3 tendons join there like a webbed foot: gracilis, sartorius, and semitendinosus. The bursae lies deep to those 3 tendons and superficial to the MCL. When it's inflamed, it extends proximally toward the joint line, so describe its position and the direction it extends. 2 medial bursae that are easy to misread. First, the semimembranosus tibial collateral ligament bursae at the posteromedial joint line. Its signature is a horseshoe shape wrapping around the semimembranosus tendon. On coronal or sagittal, it grows out near the meniscus and extends downward, so it looks like a paramenisco cyst, but the meniscus is actually fine. The difference is on axial. A paramenisco cyst won't have the horseshoe wrapping the tendon. Second, the MCL bursae, which is less common, it sits deep to the MCL and runs vertically along the joint line. It's most easily confused with a meniscocapsular separation, which is fluid between the MCL and the medial meniscus. The key distinction: the MCL bursae is a well-contained, cyst-like collection with clear margins, whereas a meniscocapsular separation is diffuse fluid with no margins. Get these 2 straight and your reports on medial knee pain won't mislead the clinician. A few pitfalls. The most important: always state a Baker's cyst rupture clearly, because clinically it gets treated as a DDT. The patient could end up on anticoagulation. The sign of rupture is surrounding soft tissue edema plus a blurred cyst margin. Second, the semimembranosus TCL bursae is not a paramenisco cyst. Whenever you see a cyst at the posteromedial joint line, check whether it wraps the tendon like a horseshoe. Third, the MCL bursae is well contained, while a meniscocapsular separation is diffuse. The first you just observe, the second needs immobilization or repair, so don't get them wrong. Fourth, when a bursae is large, its location overlaps, and axial images are the key to separating them. And finally, the name matters less than recognizing the location and communicating clearly with the clinician. One small detail that's easy to test: the PES anserinus extends proximally, toward the joint, when inflamed, not distally. A 30-second wrap-up. The mental map of the 5 bursae, Dacres posteriorly, prepatellar superficially in front, and the other three all medial. Each of the four medial bursae mimics one important diagnosis. Dacres rupture looks like a DDT. The PESN serinus is anteromedial inflammation. The semimembranosus TCL looks like a paramenisco cyst. And the NCL bursae looks like a meniscocapsular separation. One sentence to take home. When you see cyst-like fluid, don't just write bursitis. First think about which layer it's in, which structure it overlaps, and whether the clinician might treat it as something else. That's where the radiologist actually adds value.
If this episode helped your learning, please subscribe and share it with your colleagues. You can also support the show on Ko-fi. See you next time.